Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
We got some news tonight, Solano, before we started porping. That is Bradley Chubb going to the Pro Bowl this week, dude. I think he's replacing Khalil Mack, I want to say.
How?
He's replacing him, dude. He's a Pro Bowler. He's a pro. Like that. He was the alternate, so he gets to go. So we have now Bradley Chubb and Xavien Howard both going to the Pro Bowl from the defense. And I think that a lot of people would say, wow, I don't even think they're probably top three on the defensive unit for the Dolphins.
I know Christian Wilkins doesn't play his position, but like if I'm Christian Wilkins, I'm saying, what the hell?
Yeah, I deserve that spot.
What the hell is Bradley Chubb doing here?
I feel like Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips, Christian Wilkins, Zach Sealer, we all would have been more happy with them going to a Pro Bowl rather than Bradley Chubb, who didn't the flashiest debut as a Dolphin.
Melvin Ingram probably deserves it more than Bradley Chubb, right?
He probably doesn't want to go. He probably wants to watch a Heat game courtside.
Yeah.
It's like him and Ozuna. They're like season ticket holders right there and in the same realm at the Heat games. But Bradley Chubb's going to the Pro Bowl. Tua is not. That was big news over the weekend. What did you make of that? That Tua's still in concussion protocol. That freaked a lot of people out that he's not going to the Pro Bowl because he doesn't want to go. Apparently he's not able to go because of concussion protocol.
I don't mind that he's not going. Without the concussion protocol, I think the optics, let's say he had been cleared, right, Tobin? The optics of Tua playing, even if it's just flag football and some of the events that are harmless, you would think, even though I love the idea of Tua playing flag football with a helmet on, the only player with a helmet on because he doesn't want to risk a concussion. But
people keep saying this. Is the Pro Bowl is actually flag football now? That's how they're doing it?
I heard you today, like you were confused. The Pro Bowl game is a flag football game.
It's not the fake Pro Bowl anymore. Like they're not.
There's no pads.
It's actually flag football.
There's a flag football game. That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
And then there's all the silly events.
As if you couldn't make it more meaningless, they decide, why don't we just not make it football?
I kind of like this. No,
really?
I kind of like this. Yeah.
No, not for
me. Yeah,
not for
why
me.
Not?
Because
we're watching them put on pads to not even block, not play defense. It's just, hey, run 50 yards and let's see if Aaron Rodgers can hit you on a 50-yard bomb every play.
Like, are they playing 7-on-7? Like what? Or they're actually linemen out there?
I don't know. I don't know if they're playing like 11-on-11.
I legit thought this was a joke because I thought people were saying this and I was like, oh, that's like a skills competition. So you're telling me the actual Pro Bowl is flag football now?
It's flat. Let me look up like the details, but it's a flag football game.
Wow. I'm out on that. Not that I was going to watch anyway, but like, geez, I'm not wasting my time watching that. How do you even gamble on that?
What do you mean? You can gamble on flag football.
How? How are you going to gamble on that? And by the way, flag football, somebody tears a labrum if somebody runs too fast by. No thanks.
Let's see. There will be three games featuring seven skilled players from each conference facing off. The initial two games will be worth 6 points for the competition, while the third and final game to end the weekend will start with the score from the previous skill game and competitions. As for the games themselves, it'll be a 7-on-7 with only skill players and feature a 50-yard field and 10-yard end zones. There is a no-run zone where teams cannot execute running plays. Yeah, it's flag football. 7-on-7.
Pass.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm out.
I like it.
Why?
Sign me up. Sign me up.
Because you want to feel like you could be out there?
No, because Tobin, nobody liked the Pro Bowl. At least this will be competitive. Will it not?
Will it?
I think it will be. I think it's going to be competitive. Like, I think they're actually going to try. They're actually going to try to win these games. And like every kid that grew up playing tackle football played flag football too. I don't know. Have you been around some of these flag football tournaments? Maybe that's why. Like, I've gone at Kendall Soccer Park. They used to do flag football tournaments. So while I was playing soccer, I would go watch some of these tournaments.
Yeah, I haven't played flag football since eighth grade. Eighth grade, Deerfield Beach Rec. Like, I haven't.
No turkey bowl for you?
No, we played intramural. Did we play a Barry? Was it intramural touch or was it flag? Maybe Barry was flag. I don't remember if it was intramural flag or if it was touch. I feel like it was touch, but maybe I'm wrong.
Touch football in college? No, yeah. There's no way.
It must have been flag then. Okay, so that was the last time I played. Flag football, I played intramural at Barry University. But no, dude. Like, no, I don't want to watch that. No, just like at least put on some pomp and circumstance. Put on like put on your pads. Make it look like football. We already know what it is. You can't make things better. It's just like we just got to accept it. The slam dunk contest. Bogus. You know, like, I guess the NBA changed it a little because it's like a team Giannis versus team LeBron, but it's still kind of basketball, you know? They're not out there playing knockout.
I think I'd rather watch that too, to be honest.
Really?
Like an actual knockout game. But to get back to the original point, Tobin, I am concerned that Tua's still in concussion. You're not? Like, you're not concerned at all that Tua's in concussion protocol still over a month after his second concussion?
I don't know, like, what's the point of him moving along the protocol? Like, that's the thing. It's like, I felt like there were reports from Schefter that said, like, well, if the Dolphins would have advanced, maybe he could have played. But then once he can't play, what's the point of moving along the protocol? Like, what's he even passing protocol for? Like, what is he doing? Is he doing it so he can golf without sunglasses? Like, what is the point of him passing pro? Like, his parents just came out and said he's playing. We had another Tom Brady report saying the Dolphins aren't going after Tom Brady, even though Tom Brady was at Miami Country Day visiting, touring. Is that Country Day? That must be a nice school, huh? Everybody seems to go there.
Beautiful school.
Really in a random spot. I mean, just
super random.
Just right out of nowhere. Yeah. Yeah, I remember my wife used to be a student teacher at Miami Shores Elementary, and like right down the road is Miami Country Day. Yeah. And I just remember thinking, like, oh yeah, like everybody's kids go, D Wade's kids go there, Shaq's kids went there, Tom Brady's kids go, like all the famous kids go there.
It's like an under the radar, really nice private school. Everybody knows the Gullivers, the Ransoms. Miami Country Day, under the radar. Gets the funding as well.
Apparently so. They got to go. But no, I mean, I'm okay. I didn't love it. Obviously, I'd love to get any sign that he's healthier and doing better. But I think hearing from Tua's parents that he's gonna play, that he's okay, I think that was encouraging to hear. But nah, the concussion thing didn't bother me too much. But I get it. We're at a point right now. We're left in such a cloud of mystery. I am curious about this because Tua is he's one of these athletes who, you know, usually gets a lot of, you know, interviews around Super Bowl time because they'll have something to promote for a lot of money. So I'm curious, like, will we see him on Radio Row? We're not going to Radio Row because Dolphins didn't make it, but will he be on Radio Row? Will he be doing a lot of interviews that week, a lot of media that week? because he's going to get like a gazillion dollars from Muscle Milk or something like that. So that'll be interesting. That's something I'd keep my eye out for over the next few days and seeing if we'll get some kind of insight into where he's at, because, you know, I would assume he'd, you know, want to make some dough that way. And I don't feel like concussions hinder you going on the Dan Patrick Show or Pat McAfee.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man. Like, I really just felt, I see where you're coming from. What does it matter if you can't, like, there's no games anyways. But also, I see it from the perspective of, bro, you had to miss the last couple weeks of the season. You weren't available. You probably want to be able to at least get back working out, getting to a point where you can start throwing again, going back to practice, like showing the franchise that has to make a pretty big decision on you over the next couple months that you're doing everything you can to get back to a point where you can play football again. And like over a month of still being in concussion protocol to me was just kind of like a red flag where it's like, well, hold on a second.
I get it.
Like, you haven't been cleared yet. Why? And I remember there was a Dolphins player who was in concussion protocol for like months. I don't remember who it was. Seathan Carter. That's right. So like, it's not out of the ordinary for somebody not to clear concussion protocol if they've had multiple concussions. But in this case, because of the implications of, you know, is he the franchise quarterback? Is he not? I just feel like Tua would want not to rush the process, like do it properly, but also kind of would want to hit the benchmarks that need to be hit at right. The appropriate time, just so that he could be like, all right, I'm back. Like, I'm getting ready. I'm going to do everything I can to be available. So I don't know. That was weird to me, but can we enough with the Tom Brady stuff? Like, enough. I'm just so sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Him. You see him out to dinner with David Beckham this week at who's the hell that guy? David Grutman. Is he the guy who runs all the clubs down here?
All the clubs and restaurants.
Enough of it. Enough of it, dude.
What were they at? Gecko?
I think they were at Miami. What the hell? No, something called Slice. Something. I saw this on a really random place. I was on one of my boxing Instagram accounts, and they shared the story, strangely enough. And now it's gone. But it was like, yeah, it was like something, some pizza place, some fancy ass pizza place. Miami. Probably $400 a slice.
Miami Slice.
I think that's what it was. But let's see, what's this dude's name? Grutman. How do you spell that? Yeah, here he is. Him. There it is. Miami Slice. Goat Pizza Party. It's enough.
Brady.
It's Beckham. Brady, Beckham. I don't know who the other dudes are. Pizza doesn't look that great either.
Brady just lives here, right? Like, he just lives in Miami now.
Yeah. Yeah, he just lives down here. And Giselle lives down here. So I don't. Yeah, I think you're just one of these things. Like, look, I want to go to a parent teacher conference every now and then just to seem like I'm not a deadbeat. You know, you got to make it seem like you care, even though I don't know what any of the language they're talking. You do a start program? Is that what you do? Oh, great. That's the key. You got to nod your head and be like, oh, I've heard of that. You know,
you're a veteran. You're a veteran.
Makes it seem, yeah, you'll know, dude. One day. You'll see. You'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.